Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass Nothing But Net and Up and Under networks. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today.
All right, Pelicans fans, welcome to a very special edition of The Bird Calls. This is David Grubb, and I'm here with our editor-in-chief, Ali Cosell, and we have a very, very special guest, former New Orleans Hornet and new color commentator for our Pelicans broadcast this fall, Mr. Antonio Daniels. How do you do, sir, and thank you for coming.
I am awesome, fellas. Thank you guys for having me. Let's do this, man. Let's have some fun.
You come along at what seems like a perfect time to take on this job. This has been obviously an amazing past few months for this franchise. We won't go back all the way back to the ugliness starting in January. Let's start with the fresh part: the hiring of David Griffin, the assembling of that staff, the winning of the lottery, and just getting up to the draft and selecting Zion Williamson. That alone would be a great year for anybody. Can you just discuss as an observer what it was like watching all this come together for the Pelicans?
Okay, and with all due respect, I'm going to go back to January.
Okay.
Because I think what happened in January is what makes June so special. You know, it's the fact of, you know, everything that happened in January, the way it went down and all the other things that happened, that's what makes now so much better. You hear so often, you know what, man, to get through to the light, you got to go through the storm. And the storm was in January. And now to see this franchise, this organization, and this city come out of that storm, and now look at what they're looking at after that storm. After that storm is over, look at what the situation now looks like in New Orleans. This is the biggest buzz around basketball in New Orleans ever. I think that's significant. So when you talk about the importance of one ping pong ball, how important it is for that ping pong ball to drop to your particular team, whoever your team may be. So just think about the importance of it. Just think if that ping pong ball in 1997, when I was drafted, drops to the Boston Celtics as opposed to the San Antonio Spurs. And the Boston Celtics take Tim Duncan as opposed to the San Antonio Spurs. Basketball history is rewritten. And to the Pelicans, everything seemed to change the moment that we all knew that the Pelicans were getting the first overall pick. Things started to change. David Griffin is fantastic at his job. He always has been. If you don't know his history and his resume and what he's about, look him up. Google him, what he has done, what he did with those teams in Cleveland. Because now he is bringing that same mindset and that same mentality to the New Orleans Pelicans, and watch how things pan out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Anthony. That's why we're looking at as well. I mean, but you touched on it, so I'm going to grill you on this one. I think you just mentioned Tim Duncan and Zion Williamson almost in the same breath. What do you think of, honestly, in your opinion, what kind of game changer do you think Zion Williamson represents? Do you think that he can be a transcendent superstar, or do you see something different for him?
For me, Zion Williamson's 18 years old. So I don't. So you're talking about the reason I put them in the same sentence is because they were both number one picks. I don't think that Zion deserves that kind of pressure thus far. Tim Duncan, he played all 4 years. Mm-hmm. He played all 4 years at Wake Forest. So this is a different case and scenario. Zion basically is a year removed from prom. He is a year removed from prom in high school. So it's not fair to say this guy that's 1 year removed from prom, you know what, let's throw all that responsibility on his shoulders. But I can tell you this. I have never in my life seen a guy like Zion. I have not. I have not. And you can say that about very few guys in throughout the course of the league. There are certain guys that stand out for different reasons. I've never seen a guy like LeBron. And when I say seeing a guy like that, I mean with his size, his strength, his athletic ability, his skill set, and his basketball IQ. And with Zion, I've never seen a guy that big, that explosive, be able to do the things on the basketball floor that he can do. Because you can talk about different guys in history that were bigger and somewhat explosive, but they were not Zion. Charles Barkley was one of the best power forwards to ever play, but he was not as explosive as Zion. Larry Johnson was not as explosive as Zion. So it's a lot of guys that you can look at throughout the course of history, and I've never seen a guy like Zion. The first time I saw Zion's highlights, I thought he was playing on an 8-foot court. And to be that big, and to get that perception from people, the first response is, oh, man, that's not 10 feet. That's not 10 feet. And now you put him at the NBA level where now he gets an opportunity to play in space, to play actually face somebody one-on-one, which he never got an opportunity to do in college. I'm excited about the opportunity and the potential that Zion has.
When you look at this roster, the rest of the draft picks are guys who are going to also need some time to develop. So when the Pelicans go into free agency yesterday and they hit what I think Ollie will also say, we feel like are big home runs in signing a veteran like J.J. Redick, who can shoot from the outside, who's been to the playoff 13 straight years. And then you bring in a guy like Derek Favors, who solves your problem of big minutes at the center position and as a rim protector. And then you go outside and Trajan Langdon finds a European sharpshooter who can stretch the court from the four position. How important was it to make these kinds of signings, and then you look at the length of those contracts to not only get a great talent, but at affordable prices to where the Pelicans had these veterans surrounding them, and it's not just Jrue Holiday and a bunch of kids.
Again, David Griffin is very good at his job. He is very good at his job. And when you're looking at building a team, there are certain things that, and certain characteristics that you want your team to display. You want athleticism, you want size, you want physicality, you want versatility, and you want a mix of youth and experience in your locker room. And I tell you the one thing about yesterday that was fantastic. It's not just the fact that J.J. Redick can shoot the ball. We all know that. It's not the fact that he's gone to the playoffs 13 straight years. We've known that. It's the fact that he's a great locker room guy. He's a true professional. Jrue Holiday, true professional. Derek Favors, he's averaged about 12 and about 7 throughout the course of his NBA career, but he's only played over 30 minutes twice. But the thing about Derek Favors that will follow him from team to team is his locker room presence. And when you have Zion, when you have Jackson Hayes, when you have Frank Jackson, when you have Lonzo Ball and Ingram and Josh Hart, what you have there is youth. With youth comes inexperience. So what you need is good locker room guys to balance that out. That was the best thing about yesterday. Obviously, their skills speak for itself. Their favors, size, his physicality, his ability to get a lot of things done on the floor, especially at that five position in today's NBA, will be warranted and needed when you play him with Zion. J.J. Redick, his ability to stretch the floor. I don't know if there's one thing in this league that's warranted more now than guys with the ability to shoot the ball, because it gives Jrue Holiday freedom. It gives Zion Williamson freedom. It gives Brandon Ingram freedom and all these other guys freedom to work. So, but with all that being said, I think the biggest thing that you have with those guys is their locker room presence and their ability to impact this young roster on and off the floor.
Antonio, I'm so glad you're talking about this importance of the locker room presence, because, you know, seemingly since David Griffin took this job, all we've heard about him is looking for a certain quality of a human being. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody better to ask than you. You know, you've spent time in some good locker rooms and probably maybe none better than, you know, in San Antonio. So can you kind of describe how important it really is to develop a culture and how that really is kind of the foundation for where you go from there?
Man, boy, that is incredibly important. That is incredibly important. You can look at different teams throughout this league today who are extremely talented, but the locker room are dysfunctional. Look at the Boston Celtics. What's going to be the biggest difference between the Boston Celtics this year and last year is Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker. And the lack of leadership that Kyrie brought, but he had a heck of a lot of talent, and the leadership that Kemba Walker will bring. And one of the things that David Griffin has talked about is having culture builders. You want to have culture builders. That is guys that you can build a culture around. Zion Williamson, and I tell you this, when I was drafted, one of the things I talked about when I was drafted was my mom. And I remember crying up there just like that, just like Zion did. And there's a humbleness that comes along with Zion. That's how you build a culture. That's how you build a culture. When you bring in culture builders that will be the face of a franchise, that changes things. Jrue Holiday, textbook professional on and off the floor. You see what he did with his wife, Lauren, all these different things that they've gone through, and they're a part of the New Orleans community. That's how you build a culture. So now what you do is once you start to build a culture, now you start to bring in other guys that you know will fall in line with the culture that you are trying to create. There are a lot of teams in this league that are just signing guys and don't have a plan. What you see in David Griffin is a plan. He has a plan in place, and he's going to sign guys that adhere to the plan that he wants to establish here in New Orleans.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
A great guy who's going to benefit from what Griffin has done, of course, is Alvin Gentry. You know, and Griffin has done, has made a consistent way of talking about how this is Alvin's vision off, you know, for this team, and he's going to follow that vision and make sure it's supplemented. How important was Alvin's extension on his contract? And then how are folks going to realize this year? I mean, a lot of sympathy for Alvin and his situation last year, but are folks going to realize with this at his disposal, how good a coach he has been over the last couple of years with this team?
Well, I think it shouldn't take this year to realize that. Mm-hmm. Because if you go back a couple of years ago, I think a lot of that was shown. When you are put with a roster that is constructed to the way that you want to play, you see what can be accomplished. So if you go back 2 years ago, I watched this New Orleans Pelicans team sweep the Portland Trailblazers. I'm talking about the same Portland Trailblazers team that was just in the Western Conference Finals, that same exact team. So when you put together a team that or construct a team and says, look, this is how we want to play. And this is what I mean by David Griffin having a goal in mind, having a goal, having a plan. Okay, Alvin Gentry is a part of that plan. This style of play is a part of that plan. So now what you do is you understand the plan that's in place. Okay, this is how we want to play. Now go out and get guys that fit that plan. Lonzo Ball, his ability to push the ball either with the pass or off the dribble. Brandon Ingram, a guy that's great in transition. Zion, obviously, a guy who's great in transition. J.J. Redick, who will be needed to space the floor. All these different guys that you bring in that fit the Alvin Gentry up and down system. With all that being said, I'll tell you this. One thing you better be when you come into training camp is in shape. You better be in shape because yes. Alvin Gentry is going to want to push that basketball and get up and down the floor.
And Terry, I'm so glad you transitioned a little bit into these Laker guys. So let's talk about them a little bit. And if you want, focus on any which one you want, whether it's, you know, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, or Josh Hart. But I would really like you to go maybe a little bit more in depth on what Lonzo can bring. You know, as well, we know you've been a point guard for a long time in your career. So what do you think about his game, and what do you think he'll provide for Alvin Gentry and the Pelicans?
Okay. Now, I do NBA radio, and this is on record. Years ago, and even last year, Lonzo Ball was my favorite player coming out in the draft. Was my favorite player. I'm not talking about Markel Fultz. I'm not talking about Jason Tatum. Lonzo Ball was my favorite player coming out in the draft. And Brandon Ingram, yeah, you know what you have in Brandon Ingram. You know, just the potential and his ability to score the basketball. This situation for Lonzo Ball is going to be fantastic. Fantastic. Because what got lost in Lonzo Ball last year was he didn't get an opportunity to be who he is and do what he's best at. Now, you plug Lonzo Ball into this situation, and you're not getting the Los Angeles Lakers Lonzo Ball. You're getting the UCLA Lonzo Ball. That's the Lonzo Ball that is going to facilitate, that's going to get everybody involved, that's going to rebound, that's going to push, that's going to defend, and that's going to make his teammates around him better. I am so excited about Lonzo Ball. And that's not to discredit Brandon Ingram. It's not to discredit Josh Hart. But Lonzo Ball and his ability to make guys around him better. Go back 2 years ago to Rajon Rondo. Mm-hmm. Think about what Rajon Rondo did for that Pelicans team. Just with his ability to make guys around him better, to facilitate, give Drew Holiday an opportunity to get off the ball with someone that he trusts to find him when he's open. And now in Lonzo, what you're getting is a bigger, less experienced, more athletic, more versatile Rajon Rondo. Who was not, like, who couldn't be excited about that? And I know we live in a culture where it's like, oh, well, you know, look at what he did with the Lakers. Oh, look at what – I'm not looking at what he did with the Lakers. I'm looking at the Lonzo Ball that was at UCLA and what he can bring to this Pelicans organization. And I love the position that he's in now in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have overlooked that outside of his shooting, which has slightly improved except for at the free throw line, that he has put up historic level numbers as a passer, rebounder, steals, and assists at the point guard position, especially at the age that he's in. And as you said, you know, as you well know, point guard is probably the most difficult position to transition to from college to the professionals. Adding to that, the one thing the Pelicans may not have on this roster, it looks like, is an experienced backup point guard. And we saw what happened last year when Elfrid Payton went down and how much that affected the offense. Do you think that the Pelicans are looking to develop from within, or that David Griffin may try to find a veteran as we go deeper into free agency?
That's tough. I mean, obviously you still have a little bit of money left over to go out and look for that. But I mean, honestly, and this is just me, I'm a big Frank Jackson fan. I've watched Frank work out this summer. And the thing I didn't know about him is how explosive that he is. I didn't know that. So this can be looked at different ways. You can go out and you can get a veteran point guard where you know what you're getting in return, or it can be trial by fire with Frank Jackson. Because understand, again, Frank Jackson is 19 years old or 20 years old, whatever he is. So he's 2 years removed from prom. He has 1 year of NBA experience. So you have not seen the best of Frank Jackson. Frank Jackson is just scratching the surface onto what he will eventually become. I know that Alvin Gentry likes Frank Jackson. I do know that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what you're going to look at as far as going forward, what do we do as far as a backup point guard is concerned, all these things, you take a hard look at Summer League. You take a hard look at Summer League, look at the progression, so on and so forth, and then you still have some money left out to go and get somebody as an insurance policy if need be.
Antonio, when you look up and down this roster, I mean, everybody should be brimming with excitement, right? You've got all these young potential, right? All these prospects suddenly in New Orleans, but you have a great mix of vets. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Where do you envision this Pelicans team possibly getting to next season? You maybe foresee, you know, playoffs as a realistic goal, because as we know, the West has kind of really opened up. So what do you think? What can we expect to see from the team overall?
I do. I mean, I think, you know, obviously the goal when any season starts is to progress. And the fact of the matter is, you won't find anybody out there who says this team is not clearly head and shoulders better than it was a year ago. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. With the moves that were being made, with the front office being where they are, as healthy as they are, having David Griffin at the helm, it's a new regime, completely new regime. And now you bring in youth. So you bring in the Lonzo Balls, you bring in the Brandon Ingrams and the Josh Hart, and now you have the excitement back with Zion. And now, not just with that, you have Jackson Hayes, long athletic center, who's very similar to Jared in Brooklyn.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen in Brooklyn. And then you bring in veteran presence. You bring in a veteran presence like J.J. Redick, and you bring in a veteran presence like Derek Favors. You know, and you already have Drew Holiday here. This is me. My personal goal is for this team to be a playoff team. That's my personal goal. And you will be hard-pressed to find someone in that locker room that their goal was, you know what, let's just be competitive, but if we miss the playoffs, that's okay. No, the fact of the matter is the West has gotten significantly better. If you go up and down, certain teams didn't make moves and didn't need to. Denver is going to be a good team regardless. Denver's going to be a good team. Houston remain the same. Obviously, Golden State is not who they once were, but they're still going to be competitive. San Antonio, you still got Greg Popovich that is in place. Utah had a great offseason in adding Mike Conley and Boban Bajanovic. You know, there's a lot of teams in the West that have gotten better. But with all that being said, the Pelicans have got significantly better as well. And they are going to compete just like everyone else is.
Antonio, we want to thank you so
much.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is going to be one. I think one of the things that Ollie and I talked about is like this now feels like the city, everybody, even the ownership in a way. Like you said, the impetus being what happened in January. Everybody now is finally taking ownership of this franchise, this entire community, the players. It's a new day. And that's extremely exciting.
Right.
We want to thank you so much for giving us your time. I hope you'll be a friend of the Bird Calls. And then myself, I'll be starting my own radio show on August 5th in New Orleans. And I hope I can have you on as a guest from time to time. I love to talk basketball. And we can reminisce on one of your teammates. I went to college with Timmy D. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And congratulations on the new show, man. Congratulations on the new show. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Keep in touch with me. We can do this, man. And thank you guys for having me.
I hope you have a great year on the sidelines. You're working with the best, obviously, in Joe Myers. So I'm sure it'll just continue to go up and up for us for this year.
Yes, sir. Amen to that, fellas.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Ollie Cosell.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And on behalf of Ollie Cosell and myself, David Grubb, until the next time, let's dance.
Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass, Nothing But Net, and Up and Under podcast networks. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.
Get to Old Navy for the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off all back-to-school styles for kids and baby. Get flip-flops for $2, graphic tees for $4, shorts for $6, and jeans for $8. Right now, get the best kids' styles at kid-size prices. Just $2, $4, $6, and $8. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store free today. Up to 60% off all kids and baby styles now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 7/29 to 8/11. Select styles. Excludes in-store clearance.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.